Hello.
Welcome to the
And welcome to the end of delirious.
The end of delirious?
The age of delirious.
Right.
Okay, you sound so very positive this time.
I am.
Okie dokie, do you say so?
Yeah, I'm talking to two catfish on Facebook.
Well, that's always exciting.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to two. Now I'm only not really talking to one. I've already reported one of them, but she hasn't been removed yet. So, damn catfish. I hate catfish. Catfish and lot lizards. They're like cockroaches.
Oh, come on. They're people, too.
They're both bottom feeders. They're not kosher.
Well, then don't eat them.
Do what?
Don't eat them, then.
Oh, hell no. So I don't know if anybody's going to show up. I posted it on Facebook about 4 hours ago, maybe five, so we'll see what happens. Nobody loves us.
Nobody loves us.
We suck.
Nobody loves us. Everybody hates us. Think we'll eat some worms.
Speaking of worms, I saw a funky worm yesterday. It was all,
okay.
It was a black worm. But it looked like a normal worm. But it was black.
It was black. Well, you should have captured it and brought it to our land.
I don't know that we want it on the land. I did capture it and take it to a safe haven, though.
Yeah, did this black worm have, like, a shovel-shaped head and kind of slither across the ground like a slug?
Well, it slithered kind of like a worm. Really.
Okay.
But it was at a chemical plant, so I think it was just not this load, it was yesterday, where I picked up the where I was shuttling trailers to. So it may have been a what do they call that?
A mutant worm.
A mutant worm. A teenage mutant ninja worm. Damn mutants. Next thing you know, it'll be an X-Men. I mean, an X-Worm.
Hard worm.
A what?
7-inch worm, a yard worm.
There you go. So you can lead a horse to knowledge, but you can't make them think.
Nay!
Yeah.
Yeah. So, this strange book I've been reading got me thinking. It used to be that when I was young, you couldn't see the full moon in the sky during the day. But now you can see it clearly. You can even see a quarter moon during the day. And you pretty much see its whole outline. But when this guy wrote his book back in 1919, you couldn't. And he used that as an example of something large and solid that you couldn't see in the sky. And one of his suggestions are that there's things 3, 4, 5 miles up floating up there that we can't see. And I began to wonder if maybe those chemtrails that they put up there aren't for chemtrailing. It's camouflage to keep us from seeing the stuff up there.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Jerry would love that one. I think I'll drop that one on him.
So it's raining tadpoles.
Frogs and small fishes.
Have you ever seen that happen?
It's been recorded a number of times, but the guy who wrote the book noted that he's never seen any recording of any tadpoles dropping out of the sky. So it would make a lot more sense to him if we did, but, small fish, tadpole, he even lists a few reports, chunks of ice dropping out of the sky,
That's called hail.
Called a what?
Hail.
Size of a mammoth?
Yeah, when hell freezes over, it falls
over.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Still there?
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a long day. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood.
Did you say it?
What?
Are you a Mr. Rogers fan?
Am I what? And Mr. Roger what?
Wow, you really don't understand me on anything I say, or you just give me a hard time?
I understood that.
Okay. Never mind. Well, just assume that you are a Mr. Rogers fan.
Oh, fan. No, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it just came across a little strange to me, that's all.
Yeah. Strange he was.
Well, he was a Marine. He was doing a children's program. So
I liked him when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I liked him, but I liked him. I used to watch the show. I liked the train part and the puppets. I remember that the most.
As I understood him, he really did care for and was concerned for children.
Right.
Unlike
Barney.
Yeah, the guy who got in the Barney suit and played Barney, that all the kids loved to the displeasure of their parents. They saw him on an interview where he said he absolutely hates kids. Can't stand them.
That makes two of us.
Can't stand kids or can't stand Barney?
Yes.
There you go.
I'm just kidding. I can't stand Barney. Oh, goodness.
Interesting.
Well, I guess let's do Ron Paul. We forgot to do Ron Paul the last couple weeks.
Sounds good.
All right.
Yay for Ron Paul.
Ron,
you still alive?
Revolution. Oh, I don't have it programmed in my phone yet.
No! Oh, wait a minute. That might be one I should have sent you.
Got it memorized.
Oh, okay. It has a strange sound or something.
Well, that didn't work. Trying to call it. Here we go. Add a call.
We need guineas.
Secretary Ashton Carter laid a wreath at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of that war. The date is confusing as the war started earlier and ended far later than 1966. But the Vietnam War at 50 commemoration presents a good opportunity to reflect on the war and whether we have learned anything from it. Some 60,000 Americans were killed fighting in that war more than 8,000 miles away. More than 1 million Vietnamese military and civilians also lost their lives. The U.S. government did not accept that it had pursued a bad policy in Vietnam until the bitter end. But in the end, the war was lost, and we went home, leaving the destruction of the war behind. For the many who survived on both sides, the war would continue to haunt them. It was thought at the time that we had learned something from this lost war. The War Powers Resolution was passed in 1973 to prevent future Vietnams by limiting the president's ability to take this country to war without the constitutionally mandated congressional declaration of war. But the law failed in its purpose and was actually used by the war party in Washington to make it easier to go to war without Congress. Such legislative tricks are doomed to failure when the people still refuse to demand that elected officials follow the Constitution. When President George H.W. Bush invaded Iraq in 1991, the war hawks celebrated what they considered the end of that post-Vietnam period where Americans were hesitant about being the policemen of the world. President Bush said famously at the time, "By God, we've kicked the Vietnam syndrome once and for all." They may have beat the Vietnam syndrome, but they learned nothing from Vietnam. Colonel Harry Summers returned to Vietnam in 1974 and told his Vietnamese counterpart, Colonel Tu, "You know, "You never beat us on the battlefield." The Vietnamese officer responded, "That may be so, but it's also irrelevant." He is absolutely correct. Tactical victories mean nothing when pursuing a strategic mistake. Last month was another anniversary. March 20th, 2003, was the beginning of the second U.S. war on Iraq. It was the night of shock and awe as bombs rained down on Iraqis. Like Vietnam, it was a war brought on by the government lies and propaganda amplified by a compliant media that repeated the lies without hesitation. Like Vietnam, the 2003 Iraq War was a disaster. More than 5,000 Americans were killed in the war, and as many as a million or more Iraqis lost their lives. There is nothing to show for the war but destruction, trillions of dollars down the drain, and the emergence of Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Sadly, unlike after the Vietnam fiasco, there has been almost no backlash against the U.S. empire. In fact, President Obama has continued the same failed policy, and Congress doesn't even attempt to rein him in. On the very anniversary of that disastrous 2003 invasion, President Obama announced that he was sending U.S. Marines back into Iraq, and not a word from Congress. We've seemingly learned nothing. There have been too many war anniversaries. We want an end to all these pointless wars. It's time we learn from these horrible mistakes. Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website at www.ronpaul.com.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
All righty then. War, war, war. We need war.
Well, yeah, we need war because that's how they distract us and change the laws. That's what Ray Hall was drilling into me for 3 days straight about the Trading Act. They passed that in 1917 to keep us from trading with the Germans, who were our enemy at the time, supposedly. Not that they had any right to limit such trade, because they shouldn't have been prosecuting such a war in the first place. But you know, they changed it in 1933. Oh, that's not right. Yeah. That's not right. I'm getting a commercial. There we go. Anyway, in 1933, they changed the words of that law to outside the United States, to everybody inside the United States was affected by it. You know? I mean, the 1917 one shouldn't have been written in the first place, but
right.
But it tore open for them to do a little bit of alteration here and there, and basically, ever since they changed it to inside the United States, anytime they rewrote the law, and they've rewritten a lot, they kept that aspect of it, that what you and I do with each other, they can say something about. Well, they can't really, but they think that if they can convince us that they can by saying, look, it's the law.
Yeah. Right. That law only applies to them.
Well, that's the other thing Ray Hall keeps pointing out to me. If indeed they are my public servants, I can't delegate to my public servants a right that I don't have. I can't tell them to do something that I can't do. All right? So if it's not right for me to do, than for me to tell them to go kill you.
Right.
All right. So if I can't tell you who you can trade with and who you can't trade with, then they can't either.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So you get in the courtroom.
Right.
So you say that kind of gibberish, they'll throw you out for making spurious arguments.
You're in contempt.
You're in contempt of court. No, I'm not. You are.
Right.
You're sitting behind the bench pretending to be a judge, and you're sitting there violating the law as you speak. You tell me I'm in contempt?
Yep.
Oh, well, what the hell? Oh, that sounds like a fun ride.
Huh.
That sounds like a fun ride.
Not really. So how do we decrease the size, the cost, and decrease the extent of the reach and the power of government?
Fire them all.
You're fired.
Yep. I've already fired him. Now it's your turn.
Yeah.
If everybody fires the politicians, then the politicians won't have a job.
Right. Yeah, the war would stop if everybody quit paying taxes.
Yeah.
The terrorists would go away if everybody quit paying taxes.
Well, yeah, because the terrorists are funded by the people who collect your taxes.
Yep.
It's like, oh, we can't do our jihad anymore. The Americans have stopped paying their taxes, and now they're no longer funding us, and we can't afford to go there.
That's it. Damn taxpayers.
But don't tell the American people that.
Yeah, because they're brainwashed.
Yep. But you gotta pay your taxes. How will the welfare be funded if you don't pay the taxes? I'm going to need that welfare when I get old and I can't work no more.
Right.
It's like, pay off your debts now. Don't get any more. Grow a garden.
But what if they're too unable to grow a garden?
That's why they need to do it now. Because just like me, they need to learn.
Yeah.
By the way, our onions are growing.
Yay for the onions. Yeah, the wild onions should be growing too.
Well, yeah.
I got them in the old garden. I'm not worried about anybody eat them, though.
Well, actually, the neighbor, their field is full of wild onions.
Oh, I know.
Tons and tons of wild onions.
That's where I got the wild onions that are growing in the garden.
Okay.
I went over and collected them. While I was collecting rocks, I collected rocks and onions. Oh, by the way, happy Singles
yes.
Awareness.
Singles Awareness.
Singles Awareness Day.
Singles Awareness Day. Your phone keeps cutting in and out.
Well,
I noticed that during the Ron Paul recording.
It's been doing it since then?
Yeah, you when you said Happy Awareness Day, I only got it because you said it, what, about three times, and I heard the parts I didn't hear the time before.
So what did you hear?
Well, I heard bits and pieces of it with bits and pieces of it missing.
Maybe it's you.
Okay. Just me then.
All right, well, let me try this.
We will listen to the recording, and we'll find out who's right and who's wrong.
I'm
Hello.
Right. I'm right. You're wrong.
Okay. You say so.
So how's that? Is that better?
Yeah, actually, it sounds better. It sounds a little hollow, but it sounds better.
I disconnected my Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
It might be. It could also be the nut behind the wheel.
Behind which wheel?
I don't know. No habla.
No habla?
Well, I think we should end the podcast now. It'll be our shortest podcast ever.
Okay. Because we're boring and not talking about anything?
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe we can go another 30 minutes. I don't care. I don't know. I'm just not really in the mood.
Gotcha.
But then again, I haven't really been in the mood for the last month. We don't have any callers. We probably don't have any listeners. We don't have a topic.
Well, we don't have any live listeners, or we would have heard him go ding.
David Irish ain't calling in anymore.
No more?
I don't know.
He's called in twice.
Yeah.
He's telling him not call anymore.
I don't know.
Did you look up that website I forwarded to you from him?
I just got parked.
Okay. I need to look up that website myself. Oh, I hope somebody hires me soon.
SacredText.com?
That's where the book I'm reading supposedly came from. The one before that.
Okay.
Was the one David Irish sent me.
Going there now.
Yeah. Yeah, the book I'm reading now is pretty interesting. Jerry, of all people, suggested it. But I think the only reading he suggested is somewhere around page 50 to 100. It states that the earth being round has not been proved. But the first book is nothing has been proved. So.
True.
The fact that this book says the world not being round has not been proved doesn't really prove much of anything.
Because the book says that the proof that doesn't exist doesn't prove that it does exist.
Yeah, something like that. Well,
or,
I mean, there's a puzzle on OkCupid where they gave you a sequence and they asked you what the next number was. Well, I gave the answer that they wanted, but I also pointed out that all the other three possibilities were possible also and gave my proof. And then gave proof that you could give me any random number. I could make it the next number and still be a mathematical sequence. Just the more random the number you give me, the more complex formula becomes. But I could do it.
Right.
So he gives me 1, 2, 3. The most likely number is 4. So I can make it 5 or a million or whatever you like. And then give you the formula and it'll work it out. So this guy's premise of his book is correct. You know, it's like, well, one example he gave. Back in the 19th century, an astronomer had taken sightings of objects drifting past the face of the sun, and he took 6 examples of a sighting of this object, and he calculated that it must be an object that makes a transit around the sun every 28 hours, and named it Planet Vulcan.
Planet Vulcan.
All right. And so he predicted when they'd be able to see it next. And so everybody broke out their telescopes. And to his dismay, it didn't show up. So... what Charles Forth pointed out was that I know. He pointed out that the guy selected 6 six sightings out of thousands of sightings to base the calculations on. You know, if he had included any of the others, he might have gotten different results in his station.
Right.
Charles Forth, he's fascinating because, you know, he's talking sci-fi stuff. He's suggesting that maybe we're owned by somebody out there in deep space, you know, and that we're just a herd. They're just some herd that they come and harvest from time to time.
Probably. So. Kind of like Jupiter Rising.
Yeah, whatever.
Or Jupiter Ascending.
Jupiter Ascending, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they, you know, they just come and harvest it from time to time. And, you know, he's suggesting all sorts of strange things, like, you know, maybe the world is flat. Maybe it's possible for us to walk out to the edges of the Earth and just keep on walking and find ourselves on Jupiter or Mars. We walk far enough.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think so. So maybe we have been to the moon, just not by spaceship. Maybe they still built a special train and shipped the astronauts over there. And then they departed on the dark side of the moon and flew over to the side that we can see.
Look.
So they could leave stuff behind for us to look at through our telescopes.
Right. Welcome to the dark side.
Anyway. Yeah, maybe Admiral Byrd was wrong. Maybe he didn't fly into the middle of the Earth. You know, maybe the North Pole region is a borderland between this part of the flat Earth and the next part. Maybe he flew a little further, he might have found himself in some strange system.
He'd have found himself in another dimension.
Yep.
The dimension of demented Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. There you go.
There I go to ruin the day.
Sum and total of it all.
Yes. So. That link is basically, I guess, a place for you to download. I don't know if it's pay or not. Let's look. A place for you to download ebooks for, oh yeah, you got to pay. Michael Tsarion, his books. But they only work, well, I don't know if they only work, but they're for the Kindle. Kindle edition. So if you don't have a Kindle, it may not work on your device.
Or I have to...
Huh?
Or I have to hack it.
Right.
Yeah, I have Kindle reading software.
Oh,
sort of.
Okay. There you go.
Actually, as I recall, Kindle, one of those formats is really just a rare file. And all you have to do is unzip it, and then you'll find your book in HTML format underneath.
Oh, okay.
Kindle, I'm not sure.
Me neither.
I do think it's funny the ways they try to stop you from reading their books.
Yeah. Why would you want to stop people from reading your books?
Because you want to get paid for it.
Right.
You don't want to give your book away for free.
Why not?
Because you've fallen for the BS that you have to make a profit, get the dollars before the next.
For the next Yahoo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we have to, well, we don't have to, but because we buy into the New World Order crap, yeah, we have to make money to survive because the New World Order is taking 50% of everything we earn.
And that's why I say fire them.
You're fired.
Fire them. UCS. Fire your neighbor instead.
CES, Community Exchange System.
Yes, be your own government.
And that website. Yeah. Oh, there it is. Community-exchange.org.
Yeah. Among others.
Yeah.
So back to this wonderful book I'm reading. His whole premise is that we don't really know reality, that we're all kind of just hypnotized. And we're working toward learning what reality is, but at every stage, we persecute and literally kill anybody who suggests that is, you know, wider than what we currently perceive.
What do you mean by that?
Well, all right. There was a time when science did not believe in meteorites. If anybody said that a chunk of stone fell out of the sky, they say to you that you are an idiot. There aren't any rocks up there. All right? Rocks fall out of the sky. All right? Well, eventually they begin to accept that rocks can fall out of the sky. And so the response is, well, it must be because some lightning hit the ground and threw some rocks up into the air, and those are what are falling down on you. All right? And, you know, eventually they came to the conclusion of, well, okay, yeah, there are meteorites, but they have to have iron and nickel in them or they're not really meteorites. So when great big chunks of ice fall out of the sky, the Sammet, you know, which strictly speaking would be impossible even if it fell from space, you know, they ignore it because it doesn't fit with anything that conforms with their reality. They discount it, even though it's been recorded more than once that this has happened. You know?
Right.
So, but one of the things he breaks out is there's a picture from Scientific America. And he notes the year and the volume of it. And you can look at it. It's clear and sharp. You can clearly see a vast sea of ice just hanging there in the sky.
Okay.
And it's labeled as, they're not sure what it is, that these cloud formations look strange. It's like it's chunks of ice floating in the sky, and they're calling it a cloud formation because it floated.
But that doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense to you and me. And what he's pointing out is anytime we see something that doesn't make sense to us, we discount it. We say that it's not real, didn't happen, you know. But the truth is, it is real. You know, and we just can't fit it into our reality, that's all. We can't fit into our concept of reality. You know?
Concept of reality.
Yeah, see? Now, I've never seen a chupacabra. And honestly, I'm not sure that I believe they exist.
But I've
heard enough descriptions of them that I'd probably figure out what it was if I did see one. But it'd take me a little bit to believe that I was really seeing what I was seeing.
What is it?
Chupacabra? It's a Mexican goat sucker.
It looks sort of
like a beef bottle dog with porcupine spikes sticking out of the back of its spine. With all sorts of various colors attributed to it.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah. But, you know, I've never seen one, but they've been reported plenty of times.
Right.
Anyway. And as far as I know, everything that Charles Fort wrote in his book is fiction, as far as I know. Because I haven't looked up any of the stuff that he's referencing. But I have a sneaking suspicion that he really did research all this stuff, and I'm really going to find it if I start looking for it. So, you know, now I'm looking at the skies. Every time they start doing chemtrails, it's got me thinking, maybe the chemtrails aren't chemtrails. Maybe,
what are they?
You know, to make the atmosphere thicker and harder to look through. Because some of them are particularly low, and they don't want us to see it.
They don't want us to see the aliens.
Well, they don't want us to see the chunks of Earth floating in our atmosphere above our heads.
Right. Because they might want to go live on one of them.
Yeah. And then they'd start losing slaves.
And lose what?
Then they'd start losing their slaves because we'd all make helium balloons and float up 5 miles and go land on one of these chunks of Earth.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. I'll start collecting the helium.
Well, I suggest that we start experimenting with making what do they call them now? The drones. Make our own personal drones and get them to where they can fly themselves up.
Oh, so we can go up there and investigate first.
Well, we send the drones up to investigate, especially when they do chemtrails. Send them straight up, see what floats by.
There you go.
Yeah. And once we see a consistent pattern, we'll know what to do in order to get up there.
I'd rather fly the drone into the engine of the jet to dump in the chemtrails.
Yeah, I kind of agree at this point. Because I suspect they really are dumping chems on us. But, you know, just reading this old book that's almost a year, 100 years old, makes me think maybe they're doing something else. Maybe that's only the cover story.
Maybe, yeah, that's not the distraction.
Well, it could be that the people in these floating lands are sending out their chemtrail jet to hide their floating island.
Right.
You know, so maybe it's their jet. You know, which might be why our politicians aren't stopping it. Because if we stop it, then it'll be all out war. And all they have to do is drop stuff on us.
Right.
And I know, what velocity would a god rod pick up in 5 miles? Would it be enough?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right. There, we got 5 minutes to go.
5 minutes remaining. 10 minutes remaining.
Oh, it depends on whose clock you're looking at.
Well, I have 3 clocks that say 10 minutes remaining.
Okay, well, you got 1 clock that says 5.
Well, your clock's broke.
Probably, but it updates by the internet, so.
Oh, yeah. Ah, 9 minutes remaining. Face to the licky face, I got the race, be locked in vain, got the face, I'm serving court.
Yeah, that was weird.
That's why we call it Demented Dungeons and Dragons, because we're weird. And boring. Merge is demented.
Mike Ale. Darn it. Why do you think I keep darking at Tom? He just done that twice. Oh, man. It does know how to piss me off. Oh. That's even worse.
Speaking of being pissed off, that guy did not like me passing him today. He didn't even look at me. And then I caught up to him, and I stopped, you know, to go to take a restroom break. And then document the video as I passed him of the plaque flapping in the wind. And so I got back on the road, and then I caught back up with him at the truck stop that I stopped to get my free refill. And he was getting fuel. He was pulling out of the fuel island just as I was walking into the building, and I waved, and he just looked at me. He wouldn't wave, nothing. He was like a prick. Or bad attitude, you know. I don't know. Maybe he just had a bad day, but I don't know the guy very well, but he just rubbed me wrong. And then he's not taking very good care of our equipment, so that rubs me wrong again. But yeah, he was not happy about me passing him. Sorry. Can't help it if your truck's slower than mine. I didn't do it.
Okay, my phone is plugged in. It has no reason to dark out to conserve energy.
Hey, I'm playing with, I guess they're CGI apps where they change your face.
Okay.
While you're looking at it. I mean, it actually alters your face.
Okay.
And I've got tiger one and other ones too, like two monkey ones, a cheetah one.
So it makes you look like an animal.
Yeah, the tiger one's one of my favorites. Although when I'm wearing my, I guess you call it a beanie, when I'm wearing my stocking hat, cap, the chow one and the gorilla one looks best. But there's also some other weird looking ones that are pretty cool. But I just downloaded a whole bunch more today that I'm going to play with. They're pretty fun. I downloaded a whole bunch of them, and I've already deleted some of them because they're stupid. But once I narrow it down to all the good ones, I'll keep them. I blew up my Facebook with all these weird pictures of me. Did I send you the tiger one?
I don't know. You know me, I don't go on Facebook. I don't go on Facebook.
No, I mean on your phone.
Yeah, I can't see anything on my phone, but no, you didn't send me any pictures.
Okay, I didn't think so. That's why, because your phone would be so tiny.
Yep. Yeah, so one of these is, when I earn enough money and don't spend it on gas. There we go. I think I found all of his books on Pug. So it looks like a similar theories, but he's modern time. He's written a whole series of books on similar subjects.
Similar subjects.
Architects of Control, Program 1, Mass Control and Future of Mankind, High Speed. The Origins of Evil. The Many Mistakes of... Oh, so they... lambasting him. The Many Mistakes of him. Of Michael Sarian.
There you go. That's how you pronounce his name.
Sarian. Sarian. It's T.S. Sorry.
Right.
Yeah, well, you have to learn Hebrew in order to pronounce such letters. Hebrew, Arabic, some other Semitic language. That's cute. One single. I'll never know, because I'll never talk to her.
Me neither.
Origins of Man, The Destruction of Atlantis.
We did it.
You've got a lot of stuff here. I'm just going to pick the shortest one and download it.
There you go.
All right, well, the second shortest one, because the shortest one looks boring.
Boring? What's that? There's no such thing as boring. Boring is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, in my eyes, it's boring.
Oh, today is Selfie Sunday.
Selfie Sunday?
Yeah.
That's that.
Do what?
The heck with that.
I hear ya.
Okay, I've added that to the list. I love this commercial.
What commercial?
Oh, my, some of my software does commercials on me. And this one is the Let Go commercial, where the guy is, they just turned over a cargo truck, and it's laying on its side, and the cab is over the edge of the cliff. And one of the guys is hanging by one hand and holding onto his bowling ball with the other.
He's doing what with one hand and the bowling ball in the other?
Yeah, he's holding on for dear life with one hand, just there. And holding on to the bowling ball with the other.
Oh, right. And then they put it on the internet for sale, and then this guy climbs up the mountain and says, I'll take that.
Yeah, I love that commercial.
You're retarded.
I know, it's stupid, but I still love it. It's like, let go. But I love this bowling ball. When's the last time you bowled? Like, well, that's beside the point. Here. I'll take it. Oh, my.
Oh, me, oh, my.
Yep, yep. It is what it is, because it is what it is. It is what it is.
All right. Here's a good Facebook post. If you're not learning something new every day on Facebook, you're following the wrong people.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
If you're not learning something new every day on Facebook, then you're following the wrong people.
Right.
I just shared
that. Depending on what you're learning.
Yeah, well, you know, quality crap. Quality crap! Yeah, some people post some really stupid stuff.
Yeah, but even then you learn something new. Like,
you learn new not to follow them.
Like, yeah, I learned something new. That's stupid.
Yeah. Can you hear that? Book up.
The click-click that you're doing?
Yeah.
Yep. All righty.
Oh, we lost David. That's okay. This was another dead podcast. So, till next time, maybe next week we'll have something better to talk about. Maybe next week we'll have higher morale, I guess is the right word. I don't know, I'm just not in the mood. But, yeah. Anyways, yeah, you can follow us at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com or DDD-podcast.com. David just texted me. He thought I dropped him. But anyways, yeah. We've had some good podcasts in the past. You'll have to go back to our earlier podcasts and listen to them. We started out pretty decent. Our first couple podcasts were pretty good. Then it just kind of died out. So maybe it's darkest before the dawn. Maybe it'll get better. But yeah, we moved the podcast from Friday. Hello.
Hello. Welcome. And welcome to the Age of Delirious.
Yeah, I was just wrapping it up since you dropped off. But since you're okay. Here, I'll let you wrap it up. That's all, bitch.
Yep. Okay. See you all next week.
Yeah. Sunday at 7 p.m.
We'll just kind of mumble and chat along and talk about random stuff and I don't know.
Sunday at 7 Central. You can find the information.
And for all you wonderful people out there who do not support the wars that are being prosecuted, fire those people who are prosecuting them. And you don't need an election to do that.
ScrapGovScrap.com.
Yeah, just, you know.
Well, just subscribing to their crap. I mean, you know, we don't subscribe to modern medicine, or as we call it, sick care. You know, we do alternative health. We don't care what they're doing. Well, we care what they're doing because they're killing and poisoning people.
Yeah.
But, you know, we just don't subscribe to their crap. And the same goes for the government. You know, we need to, that's a little harder to do for a lot of people, but we still need to do it. You know, one step at a time. Probably the biggest impact would be just quit paying taxes. I mean, I use every loophole possible to get my taxes back at the end of the year and to pay as little during the year. But they still get a lot of my taxes every time I buy something. They get taxes. Every time, you know, they force you to pay property tax and all this other stuff. You know, and if you don't pay it, they'll come and take it away from you or shoot you, throw you in jail. And, but, you know, hey, if they shoot us, well, then we still won't have to pay taxes. If they put us in jail, we still don't have to pay taxes. You know, they can't put us all in jail. Yeah, although the U.S. has more people in prison than any other country in the world, even China, who has more people than we do.
Well, that's not counting public schools.
Well, yeah. So, I mean,
any parents out there who are listening, go check out the public schools, and I bet you'll find that they look a lot more like a modern-day prison than they did a public school back when you went to school. So you'll be shocked and dismayed. Police officer wandering the hall. Your kids get arrested for not making to their class in time. And they actually get a permanent record for that.
Yeah. Anybody who's got a social security number is basically a slave. So you're already imprisoned because you're subscribing to their crap.
But,
yep. So yeah, we just have to start banding together, which is another difficult thing to get people to do, but more and more people are waking up. More and more people are catching on. More and more people are getting fed up. So it's just a matter of time before we just say, fuck it, we're not going to take it anymore. So, and that's when it's going to get really ugly. But
yeah,
we got to do it. Because the criminals don't want to lose their power, and they'll do anything to keep it.
Yeah, fortunately, I think, though, that they know that they don't quite have enough power. Unfortunately, the masses don't seem to know that. And so all they have to do is every once in a while, one of us sticks our head up, they shoot it off. And everybody else goes, ooh, that's what they're going to do to me if I say anything.
Right. Well, yeah, basically what they're going to do is make an example out of people. But
all right, this week we discussed Tiny Dot.
Tiny what?
Tiny Dot. Next week we discuss Tiny Dot.
Tiny Dots.
Yep.
What's a tiny dot?
I'll tell you next week.
Tiny dot.
It's like a 5-minute video, but, you know.
Connect the dots. La, la, la.
Yeah, I think I can take an hour to describe Tiny Dot. So I'll tell you about Tiny Dot next week.
All right. So next week's podcast, we're going to be talking about tiny dots.
No, just tiny dots.
Oh, tiny dot.
Yep.
So then Pee Wee Herman can't connect the dots because there's only one dot.
You know, if Pee Wee Herman can't connect the dots when there's only one dot, there's something wrong with Pee Wee Herman. Oh, there is something wrong with Pee Wee Herman. Never mind.
Right? Hi, Lainey. All right. Okay. So, find us at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. And you can find us every Sunday at 7 p.m. Central. The information is on DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
I meant to do that.
Yeah. But if you found this podcast and you're listening to it, you probably have already found DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com.
Yeah. All right.
Fight
me. See you later.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye.